Welcome to the Carols of Christmas. Each day leading up to Christmas, I talk about a particular Christmas carol, explaining some of the history and background behind the carol, and then finally I will sing a verse of it for you. Some will be familiar, and some probably not, but they all point us toward the true reason for the season, our Savior, Jesus Christ. If you want to learn more about the history of songs other than Christmas songs, please visit my other podcast, Songs for All Seasons. The first season of the podcast is now available in book form as an Advent Carols Countdown from Shadow Mountain Publishing, available on all major online retailers. Today we'd like to talk about the Sons Day Carol. Though it's likely much older, this charming carol first garnered a larger audience in the 19th century when Mr. W.D. Watson heard it and wrote it down, including the first three verses and the chorus. He was traveling through a small village named Saint Day, or Sen Day, in the local Cornish dialect, when he heard this carol and he committed it to paper. He named the carol after the village, which is why it's sometimes called the Saint Day Carol, or just the first line, "Now the holly bears a berry." The village itself is also named after a Catholic saint, Saint Day, as you might guess. He added a fourth verse and translated it into standard English so that he could publish it. The carol itself compares various berries of the holly plant with aspects of Christmas. Holly is an evergreen plant and has long been a symbol of eternal life, and so a symbol of Jesus Christ. This carol shares its themes and even some of its imagery with another well-known carol, The Holly and the Ivy. So I'm going to sing a little bit of this for you now. Now the holly bears a berry as white as the milk, and Mary bore Jesus all wrapped up in silk. And Mary bore Jesus, our Savior for to be. And the first tree in the green wood, it was the holly. Now the holly bears a berry as green as the grass, and Mary bore Jesus who died on the cross. And Mary bore Jesus, our Savior for to be, and the first tree in the green wood, it was the holly. Thank you for listening. Merry Christmas, and may God bless us, everyone.